Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished professional from the world of fashion from Virginia, USA, Jennifer Cock. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
Thank you. Jennifer is the owner of Stylegasm Designs. She's an international style coach, and she's a personal stylist. So, Jennifer, before we talk about Stylegasm, tell me a little bit about your own journey in brief and what took you to the world of fashion.
Yeah, well, I've always loved style and fashion. When I was a really young girl, my mom used to make me dresses. Mm-hmm. And by the time I went to school, I had some very strong opinions. I got to pick out a really special dress for, we have an annual picture day. Mm-hmm. And I just remember going to the store and being very opinionated about the designs and the fabrics. And so I always knew I wanted to be in fashion. Okay. And it's been a very unconventional journey, how I've created my brand and created, you know, my own way through the industry. But in short, I hate to sew. So I dropped out of fashion school and years later realized that was really my calling. And that led me to Paris, France, and later to start my brand. And in time, it led me to do what I do now.
Wow. So now let's talk about Stylegasm. How do you define Stylegasm?
Love that. So to have a stylegasm is to be like loving what you wear so much. It's to have this like euphoric joy through your clothes, and how when you have a stylegasm, like you show up in this life, in your life, in this very magnetic way. Mm-hmm. You just see it, you know, when someone's just radiating who they are, it's really from the inside out.
Correct. Well said. And you know, Mark Twain had once said, clothes make the man. Of course, this is now not politically correct to say the man, but the person. Naked people have little or no influence in society. I'd love to get your thoughts on how important is dressing up well for every individual.
Yeah, well, we judge people with, what is it, within the first 7 seconds that we meet somebody. And such a big part of that is our clothes. Mm-hmm. And how we present ourselves. I mean, it really tells a lot about a person, doesn't it?
Very true. And you said that you got, you know, you were fascinated with the world of fashion from the time you were a very young girl. When did you first realize that you had an innate understanding of style and clothing?
I would say probably in high school. I have a really random talent of finding things that match, you know, and playing in my closet is something I really love to do. I guess I didn't realize at some point other people don't do that. Other people don't spend, you know, a couple hours in the evening like putting together outfits. So, and I think it's always been something that's been reflected back to me. I had a photography teacher in high school, and he really nurtured that talent and really encouraged me to pursue it as a career. So I think other people, it is obviously fashion is a very visual thing. So other people are like, you really have a talent. You really need to do this.
Very interesting. And you know, style is something which is very, very personal. We all believe we are all very stylish, and we have our own ways of doing whatever we want to. What are the three biggest misconceptions of style?
I would say the first one is that style is something that's superficial. And that took me a long time. That's partly why it took me a while to actually pursue it fully as a career. That, you know, whether it's people that care about it are superficial, or that the fashion industry is just full of really awful people. It doesn't matter. It's not important. I would say people think, so style is not the same as trends or what is the fashion of the day. Like style is, I say, is a reflection of your soul. It's a reflection of who you are and all the interesting parts of you and how you communicate that inner with the outer, which is not same as, you know, this season is this kind of pan or this kind of something. So I think that's a misconception. And then third misconception.
Not to worry. So tell me, you know, style, I'm involved with one of the major designers in India, in the form that, I mean, I coach their CEO. But what are some of the components of style?
Some of the components of style. Well, one would be color and finding. I'm more of a find the colors that you love that bring you a lot of joy. I'm not really a purist in style that like, oh, these are the colors look good in you and you can only stay in the box. But style. So I have this fun thing I do with people. If you know Oracle cards, Oracle cards are kind of like tarot cards. I'll show you an example here. This is my deck.
Right.
There's all different women.
Yeah.
So style. So there's like a different word on it. Some people pull a card for today. Oh, theatrical.
Okay.
So I would say style. Yeah. Style is, style is this expression. You know, when I talk with people, it's like you really realize it's really more about this like personal development and expression, how you want to show up in the world. It's
right.
More than just clothes.
Very interesting. And yet, you know, when I talk to my children, I talk to people younger than them, I often wonder, does style have a style cycle? I mean, what I used to wear when I was in college seems to be coming back again now. From things like bell bottoms, etc. They all seem to be coming back.
Yes.
What happens in when you are as a designer? Mm-hmm. How does this thing keep changing and the old styles keep coming back? Narrow ties, broad ties, and so I don't know enough about women's designs, but you'll know that better. Yeah.
Well, I believe right now that there's more trends and more things coming back like faster. I think we had this season, like if you remember, maybe what was it, 10, 15 years ago, like skinny jeans were really in. And now bell bottoms and flares and straight leg, it's like there's so much happening at once. And I think maybe because the times that we live in and everything with social media is like we just get bored faster. So things are, I think, cycling around. I mean, we see things coming back now from the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. It's not just one decade. So I think it's a great time for style because there's just so many influences. And I'm a big fan of vintage clothing and things from the past. So maybe you would save some of those things if your kids would be lucky enough to wear some real, you know, bell bottoms.
Very interesting. I remember, 50 years ago when I was 16, 17 years old, I mean, bell bottoms was a big, big thing. And then they disappeared completely. And now I see all the young people are wearing bell bottoms again. So I thought I must ask my style guru who I'm going to be speaking to. Okay, thank you. That's a great response. The other question, Jennifer, is that style differs across countries. And very often, what is acceptable in one country could be a taboo in another. You have traveled all over the world. What are some of your thoughts on this?
Oh, absolutely. And we've talked about this. My favorite country is India. I was actually talking with one of my best friends from India last night. And that definitely some different cultural things of what, as a woman, especially about showing skin and things that you wear and not. But it's interesting because also, I mean, saris can be like very sexy in a way, for sure. And just they show different parts of the body than we're used to in the US and parts of the Western world. So yeah, I love to travel. I lived in Indonesia for up until fairly recently. And style is different. And I love to be able to, I love whether it was me or with clients to be able to play with that, to play like whether it's their heritage or the place that they love. And there's so many beautiful garments, like traditional garments that are made and, you know, all over the world. And I think they're great fashion and style. And I love like integrating that into a look. I think a lot of in America, there is a lot of obviously like fast fashion and stuff. And I think there's there's just so much more room for embracing beautiful textiles and just more, you know, interesting garments. I have, you know, pieces like in Indonesia, we have these beautiful kabayas, which are these lace traditional tops, or I have really, you know, like African, I have a friend that's an African designer. So I say, you know, the more you can embrace a worldly style, the better.
So do you think there is a term which I could use as a fusion of styles is possible?
Yeah, I love that.
You'd use, say, Indonesian fabric, Indian designs, American cuts, or whatever, you know?
Totally. Love that. I love that word. Yeah, fusion.
Okay. Well, you're welcome to use it. But when you get into designing something, what is the kind of motivation that you seek?
I find for myself how I design, and this is why I didn't do well in fashion school. I don't do well sitting in a classroom, you know, just being told, okay, draw something. Like, I find that the most boring, uninspiring. I get inspired when I go and I look at things. So I design, one of the things I designed is I have these neck chokers. Actually, I have a manufacturer in India that's been working on the design for me. And I got that idea partly because I have a friend, a very chic French friend who wore neck chokers and always scarves, and that inspired me when I saw some fabric. So for me, yeah, it's like this, you know, whether maybe I'm going to the market and I see something and it sparks an idea, or I see a photo, or people reflect things back to me. I think there's this misconception, this creative process, that things just come to you. I find it from playing, so to speak.
Very interesting. And Jennifer, most of the industries, if I can use that term, have got now technology driving a lot of the way work is being done. I'd love to get your perspective. Is technology being used extensively in the world of fashion and design?
Absolutely. There's so many things out there that I don't even completely wrap my head around, with like AI and stuff. And even little things, for instance, there's a lot of virtual fit apps now for people where they can like see, like this would be, I think, more of that in the future, where like you see a garment online and you want to be able to like see what it would look like on you, and it being able to project. And it being able to like take your measurements and tell you what size. I think obviously with social media, I mean, how often I'm getting, it's amazing how they target me. They know my preferences of what style I like and how that suggests things to me. And it's funny, that happens to my clients, because most of my clients, well, they liked style before, but they weren't really, it wasn't a huge, as much of a focus. And now they've been shopping with me. We do a lot of virtual shopping. And so they start getting suggestions of things that actually they're like, oh, wow, I really do like this brand. I really think I'd buy that. So that's all technology versus, you know, we used to just go to the mall and that's how we shop.
And rummage through the shelves and see if the size fit you or not. I'm much, much older than you are. So you can imagine what I used to go and see. But moving on now, Jennifer, you know, you are also a style coach. You help people as a style coach. What do you do? And share one or two examples with me.
Sure. So as a style coach or a stylist, kind of you can interchange the terms. I help my clients. I like to say I really take them on this metamorphosis journey. Of course, we do work on their style, but it's also something so much deeper and more significant of this rebirth and how they want to show up in a new way. So a lot of people, they've come to me when they've gone through really significant changes in their life and or in their business, and they're really ready for their outer to match their inner and to grow in a new way. So that looks like most of my clients are virtual, actually. So we're on Zoom, and there's some that we do some things in person as well.
Right.
That looks like one is getting really clear about what their style is. Mm-hmm. So misconception, I just tell people what to wear. There's actually quite a process that I take people through to get clear of who they are and what are the things that they like, who are the people that they admire, their style. Mm-hmm. Going through their closet, I do what's called feng shui wardrobe. So that's getting rid of that old outdated stuff that maybe it was from, you know, before people had kids and they don't like it anymore, old jobs, and really making space for this new style to emerge. Mm-hmm. And then of course we do, you know, shopping and helping them like coordinate outfits using what they have and their mm-hmm. new things. Mm-hmm. So clients, I can tell you about some recent clients. I have Absolutely. A client, mm-hmm. I have a client in Arizona mm-hmm. who is an energy healer, energy healer. And she came to me, you know, she got kind of, other people told her that she really needed to work with me. And she was a lot of reluctant in the beginning to expect. It was quite an investment to work with me. And she wasn't really, it's like, I wish I could lose weight first. And there's, you know, a lot of stuff, but she ended up working through it. And it is just phenomenal to see how she is now. Like she has become this just whole new radiance and how she shows up for herself and how to spend money on herself. She has four grown kids and a bunch of grandkids, and to really, it's like something she really did for her. And she's just really glows, and you can see how it's affecting her business. So she's an example. Another one, which is kind of a fun one, we're still very much early working on, is I have a client in Southern California who's a world-class performer. She's a singer. She does this kind of Eastern European, Grecian style singing. And she's super tall. She's 6'3". I don't know what that is in centimeters. She's a very, even tall for a guy.
Yeah.
And so we are doing some custom gowns for her, like for her album, and also helping her, doing like a makeup consultation. And she's found it really, really impactful to learn like more about her colors and to just be able to explore new things and with custom style.
Amazing. Amazing. You know, you just mentioned very briefly about the feng shui wardrobe. Tell me a little bit more about it, because feng shui is from China. And, you know, it's all about the right kind of environment and the right direction, et cetera. You were telling me a little bit, but I would love to understand a little more.
Sure. So one of the philosophies in feng shui is it's like when you have these things that are almost like taking up space. It's like clogging the energy of the space. I've had an example of a client that, she must've had 20 bags of things that we got rid of. And that's actually not that common with clients. They have things that just really don't, it's like, they're never going to wear again. They don't even know if it fits. It's just sitting there and taking up space. And that's actually very symbolic about what's happening in somebody's life. When I help them get rid of things, and I do, I'm also an energy, I didn't mention that, but I am an energy, advanced energy healer, and I do bring energy tools, including in the closets. There's a few weird things that I do to help just clear the space. I've had clients that have like lost weight after doing feng shui wardrobe, that have just like new opportunities. Cause I say the closet is very symbolic about what's happening in your psyche. So if it's like really it's very disorganized, a lot of people have very disorganized closets. It's just filled with things that you don't love, you don't wear. That's symbolically representing the things in your life that you really want to clean up and get in order. And I've had, so many stories of a lot of things, just clearing up for people life direction when they got their closets in order.
Very interesting. The other thing that, you know, we referred very, very briefly when you just showed me your style oracle cards, but tell me a little bit about the style oracle cards. I know you said, you know, you designed them. What do you use them for, and how do they assist or help your clients?
Yeah. So I came up with a deck when I lived in Bali, Indonesia, and I've always liked oracle cards. And at some point I was challenged to make my own deck, and I was like, I want to make a style deck. So they feature like, actually these are, I did not draw these. I hired an illustrator so they have, you know, different words associated with them. And partly what I love about the deck and what I use it for is, when people come to me, usually, you know, if I didn't have something like this and I were just to ask, you know, what kind of style do you want to create? And usually people say something like, oh, well, I'm just classic. I just want something simple, or I'm, you know, this or that. But when this taps into something almost in their subconscious and more their desires, which brings out so much more. And so they would pull a card like courage, you know, okay. and this really fun suit, or they pull this, you know, travel card. We start talking about what they're going to wear, the enlightened card, something really interesting. So it brings up, you're like, actually, and they're like, oh, actually I do. I've always actually desired to do something more, more bold or more courageous.
How interesting.
More symbolic. It's also just really people find it really fun. I mean, I bring these to like networking events and stuff, and people always get an incredible reflection.
Absolutely, that's what an amazing story. So, Jennifer, I've got time for two or three more questions. I wanted to ask you, you know, there is a certain element of style amongst the older people who are, you know, maybe getting older and who have more money to be able to spend. And yet when I see a lot of the millennials, the Gen Zs and the younger people, they're becoming very minimalistic in their kind of stuff that they're wearing. What is your perspective on style as one gets younger or older?
I've had a number of clients that were, you know, a lot of my clients are over 40, I mean, and I have clients in their 60s and even have clients in their 70s. I do love when clients and they're a bit older, but they're still willing to try new things. I think that shows a lot about who they are and that there's so much more life to be had and so many more new adventures. So I personally love that. I love when people are older and they're just like, they don't want to just, you know, hide in boring clothes. They really want to self-express. So I do find that I seem to attract those people. For younger, with younger and even younger people than me. One is interesting is, and this relates to something I'm working on at the moment. In the millennials and younger generations, like we have such a different relationship with work and, you know, being a woman in the world. So I think about like, you know, my mom, it was like, or my grandmother, it was a big deal to even go to college. And, you know, it was very limited of what sort of jobs they were supposed to go into. And the women that were, you know, worked really, really high up in the career, they had a lot of like expectation of what they were supposed to wear and what their image. And there was just, you know, they had to kind of conform to like a very narrow areas to be successful. Whereas, you know, in my generation, like there's more women that go to college than men. I mean, my friends, they make more money than their man partners. There's an even just gender. I mean, the younger generation, just the way that they're exploring gender and non-gender. And so it is very different that they don't. I think that the younger generation, even younger than me, like they have even more of a blank canvas of like style and how they can express themselves through it. So it was interesting times for sure.
Absolutely. And my last question to you, Jennifer, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. Based on your own amazing journey in the world of fashion and style, what would you say are three learnings or three lessons you would want our viewers and listeners to take away?
I would say one with style and fashion to be an individual, to not conform to what you should wear, and just to have fun, like playing with style and your own unique voice. I would say, yeah, I mean, to have fun. I mean, I'm wearing like a vintage turban, you know, like have fun with style, like play with it. I think, you know, we live in these experimental times where there's always different trends, and we talked about things around the world. So, you know, do something different and have the courage to rock it.
Correct.
And I would say lastly, I would say maybe that go see how you can be inspired by some style of the past and how you can. Like, I love the mixing of different styles. So like wear the bell bottoms with something from a totally different era. I think we can break all the style rules and you know, do something original.
Fantastic. And on that note, Jennifer, and your amazing lessons, be individualistic, be unique, but have fun. Have the courage to be able to try different things. And you also said, try styles of the past, experiment, as long as one is comfortable in one's own skin and one's comfortable to be able to carry off anything that you want to do, go and try it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jennifer, for speaking to me about your amazing journey, about Stylegasm. Thank you for talking to me about your being a style coach, the Style Oracle cards, about the Feng Shui wardrobe. And thank you for your wonderful lessons. Thank you again and good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Love being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.